The technology is called a space elevator, and it's kind of like a space railroad. The idea calls for a cable that goes from a spot on the equator out to an anchor orbiting thousands of miles in space. On that cable, a remote-controlled cabin or elevator zips up and down.
And the thing just takes off. It just zoom, just accelerates up that cable, just really fast.
That's David Horn describing a test of a model elevator using a cable that went from the ground to a helicopter hovering out of sight a half mile up.
You could barely see it. You couldn't even hear it up that high. And there was just this cable kind of just disappearing. So it gave him an idea what this would look like in the future. You see a cable start up, and then you couldn't really see it anymore.
Horn's the organizer for America's 10th annual Space Elevator Meeting. Nearly all those meetings have been in Redmond or Seattle. Microsoft is a main sponsor. The concept of the elevator has been around for decades. The physics is all worked out. They're testing ways to propel it, even using lasers. But it's stymied by one simple problem: the cable itself. It has to be as light as a feather and as strong as steel, or it'll fall down. People have ideas for this using carbon nanotechnology, but it doesn't exist yet. Michael Lane of Port Orchard invested nearly $2 million of his own money a few years ago trying to develop a space elevator.
I feel absolutely confident that this material is going to be developed. I made the mistake about trying to put a timeline on it, and I can't do that. You can't forecast a breakthrough.
Lane and his buddies have a new idea: build a space elevator on the moon first. It could use existing Kevlar or Xylon, and they say it would make landing on the moon about as easy as putting a satellite into orbit today. You just dock your rocket to the elevator and swoop over to the moon. And if that happened, you could have astronauts on the moon every month. They're raising money online through Kickstarter. The Space Elevator Meeting at the Museum of Flight includes events for the public on Saturday. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.